This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. You're with Lin Mark, Sharat Abdullah and Wong Shaoning. In the meantime, though, taking a look at some international headlines, South Korea's exports tumbled for an eighth straight month in July. Now, South Korea is the world's sixth largest exporter, and persistently weak global demand, as well as an escalating dispute with Japan, is painting an increasingly gloomy picture for Asia's fourth largest economy. Exports shrank 11% in July on year, as shipments to China particularly fell 16%, and semiconductor exports sank just over 28%.
Yeah, so as we know, South Korea is the home to the world's top producers of memory chips as well as steel products. And now they're bracing for possible disruption in production if this dispute with Japan continue to worsen.
So for more on this, we have on the line with us this morning Carlos Casanova, Chief Asia Economist with COFAS out of Hong Kong. Thank you for joining us, Carlos. Now, South Korea is the first major industrial economy to release trade data each month. Do these export numbers from Korea indicate a further weakness in global trade, or is this simply a South Korean problem?
Good morning. So, yes, South Korea is the first major industrial country to release exports. It's also a very export-oriented economy. So this data release is like the canary in the coal mine. Investors usually look at Korean exports to see if there's strength or weakness in global trade. And the latest figures point to an increasingly deteriorating trend as far as trade goes, on the back of that weaker demand from China, but also semiconductor prices. So we do think that this is something that will continue to affect the region going forward.
And Carlos, how much worse could it get if Japan removes South Korea from the list of favored trading partners? And what's your outlook for South Korea in that case?
So the disruption could be much worse, both for the South Korean economy and for the supply chains of electronics, because these export bans mostly affect the manufacturing of cell phones and electronic displays. Currently, they've not been banned, but the situation is bad enough that it's incurred delays of up to 3 months. But Korean companies depend 90% on Japan for the import of these goods. So in case things deteriorate, it would be a very, very big blow to the Korean economy. We hope this won't be the case, as Japan is also experiencing headwinds on the external front. So I don't think that they'll be very keen to go there. But of course, it's a risk that we have to consider for the time being.
And now, Carlos, although export numbers are not looking so great, South Korea's GDP grew in the second quarter after shirking the quarter before, and thanks to government spending. How far can the government continue to stimulate the economy?
Yeah, so the GDP figures increased to 2.1% year on year. There was also an increase on a quarter on quarter basis to 1.1%. So luckily, the Korean economy managed to avoid a technical recession there. Bank of Korea did say that were it not because of government spending, the Korean economy would have entered a technical recession. And a lot of that spending, of course, is postponed from Q1 into Q2 because it was just not approved in time and it all came online in Q2. Now, going forwards, we do expect more government spending to continue to play a role, but it won't contribute to GDP as much as it did in Q2 because of that delay. And so in order to continue to grow and to achieve that growth target of 2.2% for this year, we do expect that the monetary policy in particular will also have to be more supportive. So we're penciling in another interest rate cut in addition to that more aggressive fiscal stimulus, and in addition to that supplementary budget that is still being discussed in order to ensure Korea can grow at an acceptable rate this year.
And Carlos, so one more thing. So Hong Kong's GDP also came in this week, but it was lower than expected. So do you think the protests currently happening in Hong Kong played a significant role here?
So yes, in Hong Kong, we saw also a deterioration in activity, and I believe that there are a number of factors that are playing a role. First of all, that trade argument is also impacting Hong Kong. Hong Kong also is very exposed to re-exports from China in particular, and so those have fallen as a result of this ongoing trade war, and that's having an impact on the economy. Investment, because of this uncertain scenario, also dropped quite significantly for Hong Kong as well, and we did see a deterioration in retail sales. Unfortunately, because most of the protests have taken place sort of in the last month of Q2 or in the first month of Q3, our current view is that the impact through consumption channels will not be felt yet. it will translate into potentially an even weaker Q3 GDP, if anything.
Thank you so much, Carlos. And that was Carlos Casanova, Chief Asia Economist with COFAS out of Hong Kong. And he's expecting Hong Kong's Q3 numbers to be even worse as the result of the protests starts to really filter in into consumer demand, for example. And the other thing that he was talking about was, of course, South Korea. And he's of the opinion that South Korea is the canary in the coal mine, or in general. So it is the precursor to the performance of the rest of the other industrial countries that are soon to report on their numbers. I wondered also how much Samsung's performance has had to do with South Korea's overall performance this quarter, because Samsung does make up something like a third of Korea's total market cap.
Yeah, the share price has really come under pressure in the last 1 year. It's not surprising because Korea is very much dependent on semiconductors, technology, electronics, exports. It's a very open economy in that way. So Carlos is exactly correct. We just need to look at Korea to know what's going to happen for the rest of countries which are very export-heavy or very export-driven. And Hong Kong also similarly, because it is a totally open economy dependent on exports and services. It has no natural resources.
Yeah.
So what to be mindful for is that third quarter numbers will probably be even weaker because the slowdown in consumption is happening now. And as we know, GDP is a lagging indicator.
Yeah. And even the monetary stimulus that came from the government of Korea was paid out much later. That was what was said. So, I mean, we could still see some spillover as a result.
Now, the situation there in Hong Kong is considered quite a flashpoint, and it's particularly going to be interesting to see how China reacts to this, right? Because this is widely seen as a challenge to Chinese authority over there in Hong Kong. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.